Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hi there, this is Cindy Zimmerman. Since Chuck Zimmerman is out in the woods, I am your Zimcast host for this week. And we are continuing our series on agencies, public relations and advertising agencies that serve agribusiness and agri-marketing clients. And with me today is Terry Woodruff of Woodruff Schweitzer. And Terry, what I'd like you to do first is just tell us a little bit about Woodruff Schweitzer.
Thanks, Cindy, and thanks for having me. I started the agency back in 92. We have offices in Kansas City, Missouri, Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and also located in central Missouri and Columbia, Missouri. We have 45 or 50 employees scattered amongst the three offices, and as you had mentioned, we specialize in ag and animal health.
Well, tell me a little bit about your own background and why you've tended to focus in your agency on agribusiness.
I was born and raised in Mexico, Missouri, a small ag community, as well as my partner, Steve Schweitzer, was also born and raised on a large crop-producing farm, raised a fair amount of livestock as well. Steve and I both went to Central Missouri State in Warrensburg, to continue amongst our ag roots. I then went on to New York and Los Angeles in various positions. I had a film and video production company, had a public relations firm. Steve Schweitzer had a much more glamorous career. Steve went on to be chief creative officer for Chiat Day and also for Hal Riney. I kind of kept tabs on Steve because we could read about him in all the publications. We're very proud of him, having come from our hometown. I moved back after having my daughter in 1992, didn't want to raise her in Los Angeles, and opened the agency at that time. Steve was back visiting his parents in 2004, and I was visiting with Steve. He was coming out of DDB in Dallas, and was looking to open a creative shop in an interesting firehouse down in Dallas. And I suggested that he scrap those plans and join the agency, and he did. And so I was fortunate enough to have Steve join me in 2004, and we've been able to build on our ag roots since.
Terry, why don't you tell me about some of the things that are new at Woodruff Schweitzer?
Probably the best way to sum it up is growth. Over the past 3 years, we've been very fortunate to grow 20-25%. We just moved both our offices in Columbia, Missouri and Kansas City to new locations. Our Calgary office will be moving early 2011. So moving all three offices and building staff amongst those offices and still maintaining all-time high in billings has been a challenge, and is what's been probably the newest challenge here at Woodruff Schweitzer.
Now, you said you started the agency in the early 90s. How much has communications itself changed since you started the agency, and how are the changes being implemented at Woodruff Schweitzer?
Well, I think the most obvious is interactive media and the social media communities that have been built over the past 10, 12, 15 years. How we have adapted is basically we just view it as additional strategy or tactic amongst our tools. It's not something that we take social media, for instance, something that we jump on the bandwagon for. We certainly take the time to study it and understand it and bring it into the media mix or to the strategies that we bring to clients. But obviously interactive media and social media has been the newest and the most difficult to get, you know, our clients to understand and not to sell out on all the other traditional tactics that still need to be utilized and the channels that need to be utilized in their marketing mix.
As an agribusiness, an agency for agribusinesses, what do you think makes Woodruff Switzer stand out?
Stand out? Well, we don't pay a whole lot of attention to other agencies, and but what we are hearing from clients and prospective clients is that we truly are a fully integrated agency, meaning that we, as I'd mentioned, we study and understand all marketing strategies and able to execute effective strategies for clients. These economic times, everybody has been forced to reconsider all sales and marketing efforts. We have clients that come to us and get a little reactive and trying to decide if they need to push sales promotions now or build brand. Do they strengthen customer service or build their sales force or pull dollars away from all of those activities and invest in interactive media? And I think what we have been able to do is get them to a place where they understand that we do know what is best in that mix and how best to take that mix to their consumer. Another point that I think makes us stand out is for almost 10 years we've had a true North American agency with offices on both sides of the border, U.S. and Canada. We were one of the first, if not the first, to have cross-border offices. And I think these insights that we share back and forth in both markets is extremely valuable. There have been a number of agencies that have tried to do this, but seem to have a difficult time to make it work. And we've been fortunate enough to fully integrate our offices between the U.S. and Canada.
What do you see as some of the greatest challenges that are facing agribusiness and agriculture as a whole?
Well, I think what we're seeing and most companies would agree with is the global competition and the global pressures that may or may not have been there with the ag industry 20 years ago, if not longer. But it's truly a global market, and understanding how to compete within the global market is probably the biggest challenge right now. I know we're fortunate enough to be the number one producer of corn in the world and probably supply over half the soybeans. But, of course, those markets are being challenged. I think we're fortunate enough to manufacture some of the finest construction equipment as viewed by the world and tractors. And fortunately or unfortunately, right now with the dollar down, I believe foreign countries will be buying into those segments more than ever. I think your Caterpillars and your John Deere's and all your heavy construction equipment manufacturers will enjoy more exports now that unfortunately the dollar being down. But Cindy, truly, it's the global pressures that companies are feeling and the competitive pressures from all markets around the world.
And a challenge and an opportunity, and that's something the agencies can help their agribusiness
Absolutely.
Clients with, right?
Good. That's correct.
All right, that's all the questions I have, Terry. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Other than we continue to grow, we're looking to fill positions in all areas within interactive strategies. That's a department that we continue to grow, and we're looking for all positions. So as you cast this across your wide market area, Cindy, I hope that you'll put the word out that folks can go to woodruffsweitzer.com, and we're looking to hire a number of folks in all three offices.
All right, very good. We will definitely put that word out. Well, thank you very much, Terry Woodruff with Woodruff Switzer, on this our continuing series about agencies that serve our agribusiness community. And that's our Zimcast for this week. I'd like to thank you for listening and say thank you also to our great sponsors, Novus International and Leica Geosystems. And I hope I'm going to be seeing many of you this week at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting in Kansas City. This is actually our 24th consecutive NAFB meeting, and it's actually the 19th meeting that Chuck has coupled that event with his annual deer hunting trip, and that he goes on with his brother Paul and our nephews Eli and Luke and also Gary Cooper of Southeast AgNet. It's a tradition that he enjoys. being able to go out deer hunting right after NAFB. So here's a little song I found for them on the PodSafe Music Network Music Alley, and it is called Hunting in Suburbia by the Jukebox Sinners.
There's a gun rack in my Volvo to hold my 12-gauge tight in case I see that 8-point buck upon the Palisades tonight. I'll spook 'em with my flashlight and shoot 'em through the heart and spin my tires on his head 'cause that's my favorite part.